Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, chilly Monday afternoon. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us on Monday afternoon. Hang in there. It's going to be the weekend before you know it. It's going to warm up to the 70s by this weekend. This is not like LeBron James, but you may not have heard about this. We're going to get to the Saints. We're talking about the Saints, and I love talking about the Saints after that game yesterday. And then they've won two in a row now. The Pelicans have won two in a row. And Zion came back early and came off the bench and in about 20 minutes scored 15 points, which was really very impressive. So we'll get to all of that again, but we've got a few things to get through before that. We haven't talked about this yet, but LeBron James just went ballistic. He went postal. He became totally irate in the game yesterday. The Lakers were playing the Suns, and it involved a Suns player, Dylan Brooks. And, you know, things got really, really heated, and LeBron James just felt like Dylan Brooks was, you know, getting away with pushing him. And anyway, as irate as LeBron James got, Brooks just refused to get involved and just ignored him. And continued to walk away. Just walked away from James. James wasn't happy with that. So King James followed Brooks. And then the officials and then some of the Laker teammates tried to intervene to cool King James down. Then LeBron James starts yelling at the officials, shouting at them, gesturing at the officials, and then grabs an official's arm and turns him around. Grabbed an official. And this article that I'm reading says, it is expected that James will be punished by the league for his actions. Expected? Are you kidding? A player physically grabs an official? If James gets off, it's got to give a black eye to the NBA. I mean, you can't let even a star player get away with that. You start grabbing officials, that's not going to go anywhere good. And so, you know, James sure as hell should be severely punished and maybe suspended for some games without pay. I mean, I would assume that grabbing an official, physically grabbing an official, would be some place that you're just not supposed to go. So we'll follow that and see what happens. The president says that there are truckloads of evidence coming out about the 2020 election and how it was rigged. Boring. The shooting at Brown University that killed two people, injured eight others, they're still looking for the shooter. And they're using video and putting it out there, trying to get people to help out in identifying the person who was responsible for that shooting. And then over the weekend, during Hanukkah, which started yesterday, the death toll has risen to 15 people murdered. at a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. And there was a Muslim who worked to stop the shooting. A Muslim protected the Jews. And I thought this was extraordinary. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I don't know what people have against Jews. I don't know. I mean, I went to school with kids who were Jewish. In my business, I've dealt with a lot of agents. I've dealt with a lot of managers. I've dealt with promoters. I've dealt with a lot of Jewish people. And I never could figure out what people have against Jews. Jewish people can be very focused, very determined. They have a great work ethic, and they do what they can to be successful. I don't know what it is about that that is worthy of criticism. And so when I hear all of this criticism of the Jews, well, they're taking over this. What are they taking over? I mean, did they start a war? And was there a battle to take over Hollywood? Was there a war, the Jews taking over Hollywood? I don't think so. If Jewish people worked hard to put themselves in certain positions, okay, that's to be admired. But I don't understand the intrinsic hate for Jews that a lot of people seem to have. They're just people who have slightly different beliefs than mine. But the big story that we're talking about this afternoon, in addition to the Saints winning two in a row, is Rob Reiner and his wife allegedly killed by their son. And their son, Nick, is being held, no bond. There are reports that he spent a lot of time on the street. He had an addiction issue. Why would you go home and kill your dad and your mom? I don't know. He is 32 years old. The Los Angeles Fire Department found their dead bodies in the Reiner home at about 4:30 our time yesterday afternoon. And after the Sunday night football, I went to my desk and saw the first report that Rob Reiner had been killed, and I was just absolutely shocked. I mean, he has produced some great entertainment, including This is Spinal Tap and the sequel to This is Spinal Tap and a lot of other great entertainment. He was an excellent character on All in the Family and just helped define the show as presenting conservative versus liberal politics. And he was the son-in-law to Archie Bunker's conservative character. But Rob Reiner was very anti-President Trump. He has a right to those views. But for President Trump to have initially come out and said that Rob Reiner is dead because of his politics, it just makes me think that there are people in this country who want people dead if they disagree with their politics. There are people who are happy that Rob Reiner is dead. I'm assuming this, that there are people who are happy that Rob Reiner is dead because he was a Democrat. And the president seemed to express that in his Truth Social post about Rob Reiner's politics suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. And therefore, basically, he's dead because of his political beliefs. We don't know if politics was involved in this at all. And I didn't compare it to the murder of Charlie Kirk. A lot of people have jumped to that conclusion. Well, a few people have jumped to that conclusion. What I said was the people who said you should respect the death of Charlie Kirk and be empathetic of his death, even if you disagreed with him. Some of those people are not saying the same thing about Rob Reiner. Now, shooting and assassinating somebody in front of his wife and in front of a crowd, that's totally different than what happened with Rob Reiner. I'm not comparing the two actual murders, not comparing the murders. I'm not comparing Charlie Kirk's political influence compared to Rob Reiner's political influence. Charlie Kirk was a political activist. Rob Reiner was an actor and a director with an opinion. There's a big difference there. So I'm not comparing the two, but let's not be immune to the potential hypocrisy of those who want all of us to revere Charlie Kirk, even if we disagree with his politics, compared to the president who denounced Rob Reiner in his death, saying that basically his political views are what killed him. His suffering from Trump derangement syndrome is why he died. And then we had a caller last hour, and obviously someone who is trapped in the conservative media echo chamber, who said, well, she doesn't know if Trump said that, but if he did, it's wrong. And went on to want to start an argument with me. And we just, you know, I'm not arguing anymore. I'm not going to do it. I have my opinions. I express an opinion or two here and there about politics. But for the most part, I'm not getting into those stupid battles anymore. You know, if you have been captive by the conservative media echo chamber, do not assume that what I say is not true. Assume that you have not heard it because you've been held captive by the conservative media echo chamber. You know, you don't hear something from your media sources that are all conservative, and you hear me say something and you think it's a lie. I've never told a lie on this show. Never. So, you know, people seem to think that if you disagree with somebody, well, that's a lie. It's not a lie. We just disagree. And there are some things that I disagree with concerning this president, and I'm not alone. And there's a growing number of Republicans that disagree with this president. And a new poll out today shows that 58% of the American public does not agree with the president of the United States. They disapprove, 58% disapprove of his of the job that he's doing in office. That's almost 60%. That's not good. And that's something that hurts his ego. And sometimes he acts like a wounded animal and then lashes out at things. And he's talking more and more about his death. And he talked about that over the weekend and talked about how his son, Half Scoop, Don Jr., is someone who would probably not going to mourn him when he dies, and he'll be out in the jungle hunting something. So I don't. Why does he keep talking about his death? And then not long ago, he was talking about how difficult it might be for him to get to heaven. He doesn't think he's going to get to heaven. I think that's a very humble position, because none of us know if we're going to heaven. It's if you believe in God and in Jesus, that's not your decision. But I can tell you that you can't just say you're a Christian. You have to actually be a Christian. And if you really understand Jesus Christ in the Bible, there's a clear message there about how you should and should not be. And there are a lot of people who say they're Christians and they're not. Not based on the Jesus in the Bible. Now, if you want to throw out the Bible and just start making up your own rules, you can certainly do that. But, I think the bottom line with the whole reaction to the death of Rob Reiner because of his political views is the reaction. It's a tragedy because two people are dead, and it might just be because their son has mental issues. But it's almost as if the criticism is a reflection of the fact that some people are okay with him being dead because he's a Democrat. I mean, have we gotten to that point in America where if you disagree with somebody, you want them dead? I mean, that's not very American. And I totally disagreed with the murder of Charlie Kirk. That was horrible. I could not have been more adamant in speaking out against the murder of Charlie Kirk, even though I didn't agree with Charlie Kirk on many, many issues. So for people who know how to listen to talk radio, and for people who actually listen and don't just make up things in their brain, this is a very fair show. And I continue to be that way, and nobody's going to derail the show. We'll keep going in this direction. But, you know, the days of getting into political arguments over stuff is ridiculous. But when the president says something about a Hollywood elite, and Rob Reiner, I would describe as a Hollywood elite saying something negative about him because he is somebody who's been critical of the president. That means that everybody who was critical of Charlie Kirk had a right to just dismiss Charlie Kirk. Well, Charlie Kirk is dead because of his politics. Is that what people say it's okay to do now? Well, that's what people are saying if they agree with the president. If it's okay to, you know, not care if somebody's dead because of their political views, then it's okay for people to not care about Charlie Kirk because of his political views. I think that's wrong. I think you should care if somebody is dead, even if you disagree with their opinions. All right, Janice is in New Orleans. Janice, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Scoot, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah. I had seen that in my email on a website. And whoever called Scoot before, what, you were trying to say he was a liar or something? Well, let me tell you something. I suggest something to you. Go to www.truthsocial.com, sign in, sign up, you know, put your email address and pick a password, and you can get in the Truth Social website, and you can read anything that Trump posts. And the word that stuck out to me, Scoot, it jumped out at me, almost broke my nose, it just jumped at me. The word reportedly, okay, let's see, he's passed away together with his wife, Michelle. Reportedly, due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome. Reportedly. Nobody reported anything like that. We have no idea.
That's right.
Why him and his wife were killed.
That's right.
If it was done by the son, well, you know, maybe it was, but we don't know why. You know what I mean? And he's saying reportedly. Nobody reported, you know, oh, Rob Reiner was murdered because he had Trump derangement syndrome. Ooh. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. No, it doesn't work like that. This is very, just horrible.
Yeah.
I'm reading here that his fans.
Yes, I agree.
His fans are upset about it because they realize how cold-hearted it is. I don't care. Look, I was no big fan of Rob Reiner. I really wasn't because he was, you know, what people would refer to as a libtard. But he said something not too long ago, and I won't get into that, but he did say something that I actually agreed with. And I never thought I'd ever agree with him on anything. But still, I have sympathy for him and his family, his wife. I'm just because I didn't like the guy, never meant I wanted any harm to come to him or anything.
Well, and that's the way it should be.
This post that Trump put up here is really disgusting, and it goes to show what kind of a person he is.
All right, Janice, I got to get to a break here. I do appreciate the call. And let me also just mention briefly here that Rob Reiner spoke very highly of Erica Kirk's speech, and it touched him very much. And you might actually see video of that. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get back with more of your calls. We've got to talk more about the Saints winning this game. The Saints went to Tampa Bay and beat the Bucks, and the boys are back in town, and in front of the home crowd, they beat the Panthers, and they're back in town this week against the Jets. I think the Saints win 3 in a row. We'll talk more about that coming up. I'm Scoot on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
WL. It's the Molly Ringwalds because it's Christmas time and it's a new Christmas song that as time goes on will start to hold memories just like some of the old traditional Christmas songs for you in the future. So download it on Spotify or wherever you get your music because it's Christmas time by the Molly Ringwalds. I think it's a good song. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's go to Paul in Thibodeau. Paul, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Paul.
Scoot, great show as always. The man of the hour with all the radio power. Scoot on the air.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that.
Look, great experience Saturday at Perfume headquarters.
Oh, cool.
Got to meet Roger. As I told Roger, losing money but making friends.
Yeah, Roger's quite a guy. He's quite a guy.
And this is like my third time going to Perfume headquarters. And my go-to was Jimmy Choo Blue.
Jimmy Choo Blue, look, it's good. It's really a good scent. It really is.
My wife said that is the closest thing that I could wear now that went from when we first met. Givenchy, the brand I used to wear, they quit making the one I used to wear.
Uh-huh.
But she said Jimmy Choo is very close.
Good.
But I got out of there spending less than $150 for Jimmy Choo for me, a new one that I'm trying, Sheehan Shahan, I think it's called.
Uh-huh.
And the new Oscar for my wife.
Awesome. It's great. No, look, I'm telling you, you get the best stuff at a fraction of what you'll pay elsewhere.
Yeah.
Well, and Paul, I appreciate that.
But tell Roger, keep it up.
I will. And look, I appreciate you verifying what I talk about when I talk about Perfume headquarters or when I talk about my clients on the air. What I say about them really is true, and I appreciate you clarifying that, Paul. So thanks for listening. I'm glad you got good. I'm glad you're smelling good for your wife. That's the most important thing.
And I drive all the way from Thibodeau to go there.
That's a commitment. But, you know, you're saving money anyway, so glad you took the drive.
Yeah.
Glad you took the drive from Thibodeau, Paul.
Thank you, Scoot.
All right, Paul. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll mention that in the next commercial. Paul from Thibodeau. Drove from Thibodeau to Perfume headquarters and got a deal. All right, we'll get to more of your calls here in just a moment. Let's go over some of the highlights of the Saints game yesterday. Look, boring first series. I was really concerned with that first series. It was same old thing. You know, the Saints, they need to come out on fire. But, man, they caught fire. And that was the most important thing. Not the way it began, but the way it ended. And it ended in grand fashion. But the Saints' first points came in the second quarter yesterday with a rushing touchdown.
First and goal. Toss to the outside. Neal cuts it back. Neal down to the touchdown. Devin Neal on the right side. Scores and slams it to the ground. His second rushing touchdown as he had a three-yarder last week. Follows it with a four-yard touchdown this week. Wow, what a drive. From the 5-7.
There was some good rushing yesterday, too, with Neal and with Estime, and it looked good. All right, so maybe Juwan Johnson heard the Houdat Nation's repeated cries, "You got to catch those passes, Juwan!" Well, in the second quarter, he created some magic.
Second and 7 from the Panther 12. Shuck, quick pass, incomplete. No, caught by Juwan Johnson. He hit it with his left hand and tipped it up in the air to himself, just shy of the first down, all the way down to the 6-yard line. My goodness.
It's abracadabra.
That was dedication. I mean, he was focused on the ball, and it seems like the same thing happened with Chris Olave. Well, if there was any doubt about Tyler Shuck being the kind of quarterback you need to compete in today's NFL, his performance yesterday should put a rest to that. Man, Shuck can run. He scrambled for 13 yards at a first down in the third quarter.
6-10, first down for the Saints into Carolina territory. Shuck back at quarterback and Taysom in motion. Shuck's in trouble, brings it down to the left side. He's going to go 50, 45, 40, first down. Shuck out of bounds in front of the Saints bench, but that's a first down all the way down to the 36-yard line as the young man uses his legs for 13 yards and a first.
And congratulations to Chris Olave. You know, we were talking about Chris Olave not catching the ball. Does he really want to be with the Saints? Well, it looks like he does because, look, remember, the Saints had nothing to play for. The Panthers had everything to play for. They could have controlled the NFC South with a win, and the Saints went up against that Panthers team with so much to play for. The Saints had nothing to play for, but we kicked their ass. And that says a lot about the character of this Saints team. This is the progress we're looking for. And the Shuck Olave connection came alive late yesterday, and it happened when it needed to happen. Here's a 12-yard touchdown pass in the fourth quarter.
This is a third and six. From the 12, three receivers to Shuck's right. Here comes pressure. Throws it towards the inside. Caught. Chris Olave. Touchdown, New Orleans. Olave.
Mike Hawes does such a great job. The defense had time to shine in the fourth quarter, too, most notably when Chase Young absolutely flattened Panthers quarterback Bryce Young.
Young out of the shotgun, two receivers to his right, one to his left, balls at the 40, takes the snap, Saints bring four, pushing, and then Chase Young just pushes him back, and it gets the sack, he just pushed, Ikem Ekwonu, and got the sack, that's a bull rush.
Push it real good. Tyler Shuck also speared through the defense and picked up a crucial 4 yards at a crucial point, drawing penalties and stopping the clock.
So Shuck, empty backfield, 12 seconds. Shuck's going to keep it and slide down.
That's a big hit.
Oh, flags come down.
Wow.
And Shuck took a hit, and he just got nailed.
Clock is going to stop, too.
9 seconds.
15-yarder. Charlie Smith, welcome to your hero story.
Wow.
And then the nail in the coffin.
47 yards with 6 seconds left towards the Smoothie King Center. He takes his steps to the left. Kai Kroger waits, looks, hold is down, kick is away, flag is down, kick is good. What's the flag?
Offsides.
Offsides, and Charlie Smith has put the Saints on top 20-17. There's still 2 seconds to play in the game.
Offside. Defense number 26.
Shaw, Smith, Wade.
Charlie, kick it out of the end zone.
That was just awesome. It just felt so good. Two in a row, and the Jets are coming to town this weekend in the Caesars Superdome. I'm looking forward to that game, too. All right, so look, I have this thought here. You know about the tush push. I've seen the Saints, you know, try that like maybe a couple of times, and it doesn't seem like they've got somebody right behind the quarterback, the runner, that has much meat on them. You know, it's not the biggest player. I think they need to put a little more beef back there. But look, when it's Tyler Shuck, let's don't call it the tush push. Let's call it the Shuck Shove. The Shuck Shove. And you're shoving him into the end zone.
I was like, oh, God, what are you about to say?
Shoving him across the line. The Shuck Shove.
Shuck Shove.
Well, it, you know, it's a little more localized than Tush Push.
My nickname in high
tush
school.
Tush Push is was Shuck
no.
Shove.
No. I'm give serious. Me a Shuck Shove.
The Shuck Shove. The Shuck Shove. I think that'd be a good thing to call it. All right, we got to get to a break here. On the Scoot on the account, on this day in 1969, John and Yoko Ono did a billboard campaign in 11 major cities that declared the war is over. And the billboard said, this was when the Vietnam War was going on, there's no end in sight. But John Lennon, Yoko Ono put up billboards in 11 major cities that says, war is over if you want it. love John and Yoko. And what they were doing is they were asking the American people to speak out against the war in Vietnam and against the U.S. government's involvement there. And in 1971, they put the slogan to this tune and did the song Happy Christmas, The War Is Over. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. You know, there's an updated version of this, and I didn't play it today, but I'm going to play it on the air tomorrow. All right, let's go uptown to Bruce. Bruce, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, man, how are you today?
I'm good, Bruce. Thanks.
First of all, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for being the person that you are, man.
Thanks. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
And as I said, I am a first-time caller, but I've been listening to you for quite some time.
Well, we got to give you a little special treatment here, Bruce. I appreciate you, listening all this time, and now you're, first-time caller, decided to call in, so I appreciate you calling in.
Well, as I said, thank you for receiving my call. I just want to pat you on the back for the stuff that you put up with, man, because I've been in the hospitality industry for a very long time,
yeah,
and I know how hard it is to listen. As it is, as it's much easier to talk than to listen.
Yeah.
So you do a good job at all of it, man. And those people who call up with all this weird stuff.
I know.
You say things and they twist it up.
Yeah, they do.
They tell you something that you said, especially the lady who said that you never said one thing about Trump.
I know.
That's where my mental brakes, I put my brakes on because I'm like, she's got to be from another planet, man.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you talk way better about him than I do, I tell you that.
Well, Bruce, people hear what they want to hear, and yet they insist that they're right, and I know they're not right, and the listeners know they're not right, and I can't worry about them. I mean, I don't do the show for those people. I do the show for you and for everybody else. But if you're looking for a reason to hate, or if you're looking for a reason to call up and complain
exactly
about something that I didn't really say, well, I don't have time for it.
And when I hear him do it, it's almost just like a slap in the face of common sense and common courtesy to me.
Yeah, all the time.
Like, this man says, I remember, I don't want to go into specifics, but you said a whole lot more positive things about that man than a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And it's not like, see, these people have a problem because when you disagree with him, they take that as you hate him.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't hate the president. But I have my opinions in the same way that, that people had opinions about Biden, but they actually hated Biden.
Right.
So,
And that's the part I don't understand. Yeah. They can't disagree. They don't have a concept of agree to disagree. We're just going to hate you.
Bruce, I got to get you a break. I'm honored that you called, and I'm honored that you're an FTC, and I appreciate listening to our show. So thank you for being with us. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1984. Wow, I remember this song. This was number one on the R&B charts. It did well on the Billboard Hot 100 chart as well. Solid, Ashford and Simpson, husband and wife. They were awesome. All right, second guest with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, coming up next on WWL. At 6:30, it's the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Coach Kellen Moore. Be interesting to see what he has to say. Yeah, I always love listening to that. All right, join me in Substack. Download the app and become a subscriber to Scoot on the Air. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Court DP. As always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. I'm Scoot on the Air. Can't wait to get back tomorrow afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.